Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Globe's largest union, the Boston Newspaper Guild, met with the paper's corporate owners, the New York Times Company, for more than 12 hours yesterday, with talks not wrapping up until early this morning after midnight. Talks are expected to resume today at 3 p.m. on ways to get $10 million in savings the Times says it needs from the Guild in order to keep the Globe afloat. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov followed the overnight talks and has this report.
The two sides talked late into the night but failed to come to an agreement over another way to save the paper $10 million. The New York Times Company already cut wages 23%, saying it had to take that drastic measure after the union rejected a proposed deal. In talks yesterday, the Guild had a new person at the table, the head of the National Newspaper Guild. Reporter Scott Allen says bringing in a national expert in negotiations will help the process.
I think a lot of us that are members of the Guild took it as a sign of, you know, reinforcements coming in, another sort of level-headed advocate in our corner who really wants to bring about a resolution of this conflict.
Originally, the Times said the meeting was just to talk about the wage cuts and not to reopen negotiations. But by mid-afternoon, it became clear it had become a negotiation. And as the talks dragged into the night, union members saw it as a hopeful sign that the company appeared to be considering other contract proposals. The Guild put forward another formula to cut wages and benefits to get to the needed $10 million in concessions. The union says it's in the best interest of the Times Company to negotiate a new contract and end the labor tension if it really wants to sell the paper. There's been no comment from the New York Times Company. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.